Kumoyawa Tamanui, France and Tine, and this is your Wātea English News. Labour's caucus is this afternoon considering its future on the opposition benches and Chris Hipkins' fate as leader. Labour currently has 17 electorate and 17 list MPs, a total of 34 and 31 down from the 65 it had in 2020. Mr Hipkins says he's keen to stay on as leader, but it's a decision for the remaining caucus to make.
Look, I indicated on Saturday night I wanted the opportunity to talk to the team before making any decisions about that, and we have the opportunity to do that today. My real focus at the moment is two things, really. One, making sure that we ensure a smooth transition to the new government. I think we owe that to the New Zealand people. The second is to make sure that Labour transitions into being a very formidable opposition as quickly as possible.
Meanwhile, new Ikarua Rāwhiti MP Kushla Tangaere Manuel got her first taste of the media scrum on her way to caucus. She says she's more than ready for the mahi ahead of her in Parliament. Former Minister Andrew Little is first out the door after Labour's election hammering. Mr Little, who was number 12 on the party list, says he's retiring from politics effective immediately. He says with the party going into opposition, it's important to give those who will form the 7th Labour government every opportunity to hone their skills and cement a strong team. Mr Little was Minister for Treaty of Waitangi Negotiations from 2017 and completed some major claims, including the Taranaki Maunga Collective Redress Deed and Te Korowai o Wainui Arua claims in the central Whanganui River area. He was also Minister of Health from 2020 to 2023, Minister of Pike River Recovery, Defence, SIS and GCSB. Depending on special votes, his resignation could open the door for ousted Northcote MP Shannon Holbert to come back to Parliament on the list. Labour's Māori campaign strategist Willie Jackson says he may not make it to the 2026 election, but he's not leaving just yet. He says he wants to stick around to support leader Chris Hipkins and the remaining Māori member of the caucus, including new Ikarua Rāwhiti MP Kushla Tangaere Manuel.
One thing I know, there's going to be an attack on Māori over the next two or three months, and I'm not going to just leave that for cushion them anew, and they're going to need a lot of support.
And lastly, it's 16 years since the Tūhoe raids, but the memory of armed police invading the Ruatoki Valley remains strong for those caught up in the failed attempt to paint Māori activists as terrorists. Tēnā Boasi Dean was the secretary of Te Reo Reo Marae at the entrance to the valley. She says it made for some interesting meetings with her chairperson, Tamaiti.
I might be the first secretary in the entire history of Ngāi Tūhoe who held a marae and administrative meeting with my chair in Waikerea prison for at least the first 6-7 months following his arrest.
She says Ruatoki showed phenomenal resilience that day as Ngāi Tūhoe experienced its second police invasion after the raid on Maunga Pohatu 90 years earlier to arrest Ruake Nana. And that's your Wātea English News.